It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Yeah.
We must have, we have an Avalanche update. They lost.
And done.
No, actually, they didn't. They won yesterday. Remember, everybody won yesterday.
They won yesterday. They did not play tonight.
Against the Blackhawks, which is so funny. I was at this bar, and all these people were Blackhawk fans going, oh, yeah, the Blackhawks just lost. That must have been a terrible ride back, man.
But that's why people go to Avalanche games right now, is to watch the other team, because there's nothing to see in the Avalanche blue right now.
Kind of what it was with the Rockies, but I'll tell you what else is going to happen. The Frozen Four continues tomorrow.
Starts up tomorrow. And we brought in our
the coach. Get it right.
Brought him in.
Coach. Hey. Wait, so what'd you coach? Basketball?
Speaking of teams coming to town, you know, since the Avalanche are unwatchable, it should be noted the Minnesota Wild will be here, guys, tomorrow night if you want to get plenty of good seats,
you know,
still available.
Plenty of good seats. See, that's probably one of the most frustrating things for me, is because the Avalanche and the Wild, if the Avalanche could sustain it, actually have kind of a pretty big rivalry going up that
it
goes back
fun.
A long time in the playoffs.
Well, they kept knocking us out of the playoffs.
It is fun. And we did. Those games went to seven.
Yeah.
That was when Patrick Roy was pulling dudes with like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
I remember being at that game going, this guy's
crazy.
But
even before the Avs hadn't been in the playoffs for a while, their first game back was against the Wild, and they took that game to like 6 games.
I think, too, there's a dynamic about the Avs and the Wild, because the Wild lost a team, like we talked about last time. The Wild lost a team down to Dallas. The Avs lost a team. But then the Avs got one back before Minnesota did, and they won a Stanley Cup within like 2 years of being there. That always kind of stings. Not to mention Dallas won one. Minnesota can't win anything.
I would never have guessed that Colorado would win a Stanley Cup before Minnesota would.
The only time I've ever put money on a bet was when the Avs traded for Waugh.
Well, that Nordique squad was unbelievable.
And then they added Waugh.
Yeah,
I told Chris, they go, they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I bet you $100 and I won it.
I mean, anyone who's ever played Sega Genesis circa 92 to 96 knows that that Quebec Nordiques team was off the charts.
Yeah.
And then you added the guy from the Montreal Canadiens that stopped every puck, that Patrick Waugh guy. You put him on, and then you moved him to Denver.
Well, what I did is I put Bo Jackson in there. And then, you know, no one could stop Bo Jackson.
Sorry.
No, he was unstoppable.
Sorry, I did take it back to the NHL there. I know.
No,
that's okay. That's
quite
okay.
All right. So tomorrow, the Frozen Four kicks off again. By this time next week, we will have a champion. Denver plays Notre Dame.
Ugh. That's turning into quite a rivalry. I talked about this before, but that's a real rivalry because they don't have, obviously, DU doesn't have football.
Crossover, though.
But they fight each other. I mean, they have a lot of really close, mean games in lacrosse.
Yeah, sure.
Women's lacrosse, and then now in hockey.
And then, of course, your team, Minnesota Duluth.
The Bulldogs up there in Duluth.
Taking on, I forgot, who you guys taking on?
The Bulldogs are taking on Harvard, the Crimson. Smart kids that also know how to skate. Look out for them. But
the best hockey game I've ever seen in my life, I was working for the Crimson Report, which was Cornell.
Okay.
And so we went down to hockey, to Harvard, to watch a game. And it's 2,500 people. Both marching bands, full marching bands, were in the stands, and Harvard whooped up on Cornell, and Cornell was ranked second or something in the country at the time, and it was just sieve, 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 and then, hey, you're not a sieve, you're a funnel, you're not, and this is everybody doing this, and you're not a funnel, you're a vacuum, you're not a vacuum, you're a black hole, you're not a vacuum, you just suck. And then they brought in the other goalie. They're like, second string sieve. It was the best.
That takes me back to Mariucci Arena right there on the
Mariucci Arena.
The Golden Gophers campus. They're the Bulldogs.
Oh, and they're Golden Gophers.
Bulldogs are a tough squad. And we found out the other day, Danny the Truth Stash from the Homegrown Bros show, which is coming up after this, he mentioned, because we were talking, UMD is a new school. They're not. They've been around since 1936. Mm-hmm. They've had some notable guys skate there, including the one and only Brett Hull. So
they've had some good teams. Like
that's how you can tell I was a basketball coach, not a hockey coach. But man, I love this time of year when college hockey's in the limelight. That's outstanding time.
Well, I growing up here, we had the Colorado Rockies hockey team, and they were awful. So growing up, we don't grow up skating here, but you do learn about hockey simply from watching DU, because they were good back in the 70s and 80s, and they've always had pretty good teams, and so that's the one hockey
I don't know how many teams have more. How many hockey teams have more national titles than DU? I think DU has somewhere like 7 or 8.
They're up there, especially with those last couple they picked up under Gwaz. And interestingly enough,
would you would you have gotten rid of Gwazdecki?
I was just going to say, I went to college at UW River Falls in western Wisconsin, and that's where Gwazdecki won his first national championship at the D3 level. So I've always been a huge fan of Gwaz. I wouldn't necessarily got rid of him, but if you're gonna, I feel like this Jim Montgomery is a real nice replacement. And he's obviously got him right back on pace. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some of his guys that you got to learn how to train, but Montgomery's got him going in the right direction.
Well, see, this is what I think is such a draw for a lot of the hockey guys. If you're going, like, because DU doesn't have a football team, and the basketball team is obviously getting better, but you have a sort of, you're sort of the big people on campus.
You know who else doesn't have a football team? Gonzaga. And they made it to a national championship. This might be a new trend, and I'm completely all right with it. As much as I love football, I don't think it necessarily needs to be the number one sport at every school and every city and every state.
Well, I mean, that's what the Big East was all about.
And different schools have different priorities. You know what I mean? Different schools have different priorities. In Minnesota, South Dakota, you know, they're going to be naturally more towards hockey. And it's weird to have lacrosse so big out here.
You know, interesting enough, in Minnesota, too, they're really good at basketball. Because anytime you're inside, they don't care. They'll get inside. So hockey or basketball, it's crazy. As long as they're not in that freaking 5-degree weather out there, it's, you know, that's
not a lot of,
on the sunny days.
Not a lot of blacktop basketball playing going on up there.
The real question is, though, did we ever figure out what the bet is? I know we were kind of talking. I was pulling for some rollerblading around Wash Park. You guys,
well, I mean,
were
I don't
want to.
I mean, I'll do that. I'll rollerblade. I got
to
find.
You guys even know the words to the Pio song?
Well,
I can find it out.
We'll find it.
I am a graduate.
Oh, you are? That's good. That's good.
You got his master's degree there.
Hey.
So I have a list.
In case this radio thing doesn't work out, you got that though.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
All I got is a degree from River Falls, so.
Doesn't matter. Who do you think has won the most college championships?
If I was to guess, I would say, would you think Minnesota?
Boston.
Probably Boston University.
Boston College, maybe.
No. No, it's going to surprise you. I think it'll surprise you. They haven't won one since 1998, but they won a ton from 48 to 64.
48 to 64.
48 to 60. The glory days.
The glory days of college hockey.
That's back when you had to skate uphill both ways.
Yes.
Kidding.
No, Michigan with 9.
The Wolverines?
The Wolverines with 9.
I remember the one they won in 98 because this was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen was the guy during the tournament, picked up the puck
and flipped it on the guy's back.
And flipped it just into the goal.
Yeah. Which I think they made illegal shortly
thereafter.
Probably
after that,
Number two is North Dakota with 8.
Wow.
Oh, I hate the Fighting Sioux.
They don't actually have a nickname anymore. They just went ahead and got rid of it.
Which is terrible because they...
That's embarrassing.
Well, no, it is. It's okay.
That's politically embarrassing, I can be correct.
Well, no. Well, it's what I hate about this is it is one thing if you are like the Redskins or if you were like the Indians, right, or something like that.
Right.
But they've worked with the Sioux who are from there. Yeah. They work the same reason why Florida State is allowed to keep Seminoles because they work with the tribe.
It's funny
and,
too. Like
and now
San Diego State can keep Aztecs because that's a Mexican tribe, you know, or something like. So no one's going to.
They're
complain.
Dead. No, no Aztecs.
Yeah, they're
are
all
complain.
Dead. Yeah, it's like, it's
Denver's number 3 with 7.
The Fighting Sioux, but they had to. Yeah, the Fighting Sioux. Let's still call them that. Can we call them that?
Sure. We can call them anything we want.
Call them the. But they got a Buffalo.
S-U-E, the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah.
Like John,
the
like
Fighting
Johnny
Sioux.
Cash.
Oh, yeah, they are the boys named
the Fighting Sioux.
You know what? If I was North Dakota, if I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally change it to the Fighting Sioux just to be. You heard about that, right? When Ole Miss was looking for a new, they were looking for a new mascot because they had the old, Rebel.
The Rebels,
And so they put a vote to the student body.
This is why there's an electoral college,
and
people.
And Admiral Akbar was the lead.
Yeah.
They said no, we're actually not going to take this. How awesome would having Admiral Akbar be walking around
every game?
They'd
be like, "It's a trap."
Yeah, that's why we can't let the people.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
why we don't let the inmates run the asylum. I think
Boston College, Boston University, and Minnesota all tied at 5 championships.
Come on, Gophers!
Minnesota Duluth,
4,
1,
not too long ago.
Harvard, 1.
Okay.
That's surprising to me. That is surprising to me because they
have
a very strong.
You know who's never won?
Cornell's never won.
Cornell has won. Cornell's won 2.
Oh.
They've never won.
Colorado College has won 1.
Colorado College has won 2.
University of Texas never won 1?
Yes,
they've
that
never
is
won
a good
one.
Texas has. No.
Nebraska, Omaha.
The team that
never won 1? Penn State.
D is playing tomorrow.
Notre Dame
has never won a national championship.
Well, let's hope they don't start.
Yes. Notre Dame, you know what? Across the board, basketball, baseball, football. I mean, that's, man, they really got their athletics back in swing, because there was some dark years there in South Bend.
Yeah, but when I look at what DU brings, at least to Notre Dame, is what DU brings is they just sort of overwhelm you. They have offense, and then they have some big defensive guys, and they have very experienced goalies, which they've had for a while. But they are just capable of overwhelming you. I don't know that Notre Dame can handle it.
Yeah, they're going to score a lot of points. They're just going to score a lot of goals, and I think they'll overwhelm them. And I do think I was reading stuff today online about the Frozen Four, and Minnesota Duluth should beat Harvard. Harvard is good defensively, but they lack scoring.
Well, their one big game, Duluth's anywhere, was they had the first round matchup with North Dakota, and North Dakota was number one seed, and they beat them. So
if Minnesota Duluth wins and Denver does not win, we will go to the Minnesota bar and sing the Minnesota Duluth fight song.
Okay.
Vice versa, you go to the Pio bar and sing the Denver University.
And it's to win the Natty? You got to win the whole thing, gets further? Like if one goes to the Natty and loses, but one doesn't get out of the round of...
Well, okay, so if one goes down in the semifinal, then you have to go the other one. You have to root vehemently for them.
That's fair. You got to root vehemently for the other team.
Like we got to paint your face for the other team.
Let's do it. Hey, we're in. Homegrown Bros are in. Yeah, yeah.
Stick around. Homegrown Bros coming up right after us. Just a few minutes. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Darren Copeland Experience. And go to you.
What an experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.